onto Bank Holiday Monday now and onto Gig Lane for FC United's clash with relegation-threatened Stocksbridge Park Steels. With Margie's men already dispatching one of the league other strugglers, Kendal Town, on Saturday afternoon, hopes were high for a repeat performance against the Steels on a Bank Holiday Monday. And that's exactly what the crowd got. The game finished 4-0 through goals from Dave Birch, Mike Norton, Oliver Banks and Greg Daniels. Special mention for Dave Birch, who was described by FCUM radio commentator James Quinn as scoring probably the goal of the season. Here's how it all happened.
Falls for Banks, then it falls for Birch. Birch tries a shot, looping shot, and what an absolute quality goal from Birch. He's hit it from 40 yards. Most of the players themselves cannot believe it. We can't believe it. Back of the net. He's just hit it nonchalantly, like you would on a Sunday League game. It was about 50 foot in the air, it seemed. It just came straight down over the goalkeeper, back of the net. And everyone is looking in amazement around us, going, what on earth happened there?
Certainly shocked the keeper, didn't it?
Well, it was
17 minutes gone.
The first shot on target, really, from an FC United perspective. And, the goal's in the back of the net, and we're all stunned.
Comes there, hovers in the air, Jones wins well, that's for Norton. Norton, can he get? Yes, he can. He's through, and Norton finishes, and that really is clinical from Michael Norton. It was a superb header from Adam Jones, penetrating, went all the way in there, all the way through there, and past the last defender. Norton himself got goal side, took it on his chest, and then just slid it past Ben Scott nonchalantly and to produce some clear water between FC United and Stocksbridge here.
49 minutes.
49 minutes gone. FC United in a 2-0 lead here. Again, they're expected to win, and you'd hope now, from an FC United point of view, they could go on, kick on and score some more goals and improve the goal difference. Swirard, former FC player. Rocker cuts it out, but it spins up in the air. And that ball now, a bad pass this time, and FC can break here. It's Rocker on the left-hand side. He's got Norton inside. He's got Banks. It's beautiful from Rocker. Left-footed, low cross. Banks for the chances, surely! And it's gone in. And it's made a mess of it there, Ben Scott. It has to be said, it was a great bit of work from Rocker. Took it to the byline, left-footed cross. Played it to Banks, who had a lot of space. Decent shot from Banks, but really...
A bit of a howler from Scott.
Really should have saved that. And FC United go into a 3-0 lead here.
62 minutes.
And start to look very comfortable. Chip forward there, and Jacobs plays it forward now. It's all nice tummy from Greaves, but unfortunately, Giggs and company further ahead, not quite on the same wavelength. Nice idea. 3-0, the score remains to FC United. Clearance there, halfway line. Greaves has it, plays it forward. There's a Giggs who played a nice first-time ball. This is beautiful. Daniels. Oh,
yes,
magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. 4-0 to FC United. That was really pretty.
They sprung the offside very neatly.
Yes,
there,
absolutely. Played forward. Nice chip from chip pass from Rodri Giggs. And real alertness from Greg Daniels. Beat, timed his run to perfection. And then half followed it over the keeper, who was in no man's land.
73 minutes.
And with 17 minutes remaining here, FC United on cruise control. 4-0 ahead.